brought his girlfriend in here, and now she's pregnant with two kids.
Anyway, what do we talk about? So Hillary Clinton fainted, and it's all over the news. You know, why? And then the Michael Jackson crap? Who the fuck cares? And Fausto posted this picture. Why the hell was he standing on a car with a goddamn umbrella like Mary Poppins, you know? But more importantly, who gives a fuck? You know, when another 30, 40 people die in Iraq, another
motherfucker.
Oh, the people, and then there's elections, and it's just this crazy, numbing, bizarro, fucked up. I mean, people are dying over there, and we have no business being there. We went there under false premise. I know this is old news. You're probably rolling your eyes.
Test.
Evidently, it still doesn't... people still don't get it, evidently. You know, and the Bush was on the TV the other day saying, what do you mean? Complaining. They're having elections over there. They're having elections over there. Well, you're an idiot. You know what? Our elections are probably more free than theirs. And that's not saying much. But anyway, that asshole. But I guess what I was thinking about in the gym while I was watching all these Korean women change and clean the chafing skin out of their clitorises was, out from under the clitoris. Clitori? I don't know. I'm still distracted because I can't find this fucking battery. So I'm headphoneless, gentle audience. So I was, you know, the thought that hit me as I was listening to this bullshit news about more people dying with these happy fucking cunt faces with their fucking blonde hair and too much makeup, smiling like they're going to lose the fucking job they had to suck dick to get. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? What's the fucking difference? Why don't people get? Why do they only talk about Americans dying?
Are we really happy with this lonely game we play? Looking for the right words to say. Searching but not finding, understanding anyway. We're lost in this masquerade. To say we're just too far away from being close together from the start. We tried to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside this lonely game we play. Thoughts of leaving disappear each time I see your eyes. And no matter how hard I try,
I don't have $40,000
to understand the reason why we carry on this way. We're lost in this masquerade.
He goes, get the fuck out of my house. Doesn't matter. I got somebody else recording all my phone calls. Mentally ill, and I've never been in the hospital for mental illness. I don't know.
Get over, but the worst got in the way. lonely game we play. Thoughts of leaving disappear each time I see your eyes. And no matter how hard I try,
well, they're saying I got different bank accounts
to understand the reason why we carry.
Well, the guy left and he stole the keys to my house.
We're lost in a masquerade.
Yeah.
We're lost in a masquerade.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And we're lost in a masquerade.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Madge Weinstein, lesbian for all seasons, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois. This next song is called Heather from the Carpenters. Also, I wasn't fin to play it, but it's called Heather. And I'll get the girls. Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Captain.
Yeah.
Careful.
I'm Marcus. Don't leave me. I just want to be home again.
Dash.
This song is called The Heather. The song is called Heather, but I don't know why.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's God is my witness. I swear I'll go home never again.
So, Heather's.
Can I have some more?
What's new, everyone?
May I have some more cock, please, sir? May I have some more cock?
Yeah.
Work, yeah. Honey. And work.
Work.
More work. And then let's see, work, and they don't want to pay you. They want to cut your hour. That kind of work.
Your hour.
I just have one question for you two.
Mm-hmm.
Who is an obese cunt?
You.
Yeah.
Right answer.
What you got, Madge? What you got stashed in your face?
Your mom's vagina, mostly.
Okay.
Got any carbs in it?
Listen, nobody cares about carbs but you.
I actually had some carbs yesterday and today.
All right, just get on with it. Why do you need the Apple Watch to have a glucose monitor? You want the thing to stab you in the heart every 5 seconds? I don't understand.
No, I think it'd be a good thing for girls, you know, people that are diabetic, they don't have to
you
have
mean like Sarah.
Anymore.
But, Deborah, how would it monitor your glucose without stabbing you?
They already have the band that you can connect to the watch now. There's already a device you can put on the band.
Does it stab you?
No, it sends light in your veins, honey, and reads your glucose levels that way.
How does
that
work?
It doesn't make any sense.
How does it do that? Does that work?
Yeah, it does work.
It does work.
Talking about it on stage, that's one of the things when you stood up there talking about how it's the technology, you can have a blood glucose monitor.
Cheryl, they talked about it on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Therefore, those people on stage were just so great, and the one that couldn't unlock his phone and he was ugly.
Hey, no.
And he did this thing.
The reason it didn't work.
He did this thing. He did this. Well, someone should lose their job. And he did this thing.
Pick me, pick me.
If you get the this new iPhone X, then, Madge, yes. You can do a live emoji with your face.
Deborah, do you have diabetes?
Which they copied me.
Do you have diabetes?
No, but I'd like to be able to monitor glucose levels to know, how much Kathy Bates is in my system.
I've never heard of somebody who's not diabetic or pre-diabetic trying to monitor their glucose levels.
This keto that, people do. Because
this is insulin, that idiotic diet you're on.
High glucose, it means insulin levels are up, which means your body's storing fat, honey, instead of burning it for fuel. There's a science behind this. I wish you'd read up on
it. I have read up on it, and I've determined that you're an idiot. I talked to my nutritionist friend. Yeah, I've talked to my nutritionist friend. She said, well,
they're paid for. They're paid for by the FDA. Of course they're going to say that.
They paid for her degree and the university?
No.
Explain to me how that worked. Show me the paper
trail. You're being serious.
You're an idiot.
I've got papers. I tried to call Sarah Hartman last fucking week, and you didn't call through. She has the papers on it.
Oh, my God.
If you ask one of the girls that works for the Maple, she knows all about this. Mm-hmm. But anyways, when your glucose levels are really high, your body takes all of the carbs, because it's glucose, and stores it as fat instantly.
What was that?
That's why, you know, when you... Why does the FDA say eat a low glycemic index worth of food, high, you know, grains, things high in fiber, because the GI is low. GI high, fatty, what? Fatty. GI low, no. Glucose, honey, it's what causes the obesity. You wouldn't know about that because you're trapped in a tanning bed for 24 years.
Deborah, glucose doesn't cause obesity. Eating more than you burn causes obesity.
Then why do people that can eat like 3,000 calories and don't gain anything on the keto diet? Explain to me that. Well, why?
I haven't seen any evidence of this because I'm not an idiot. And secondly, they're probably lying.
The thing is, your metabolism rises, okay? Mm. When your metabolism rises, it burns more energy. Therefore, if you're on the keto diet, your body's at a higher metabolic state.
Wait, so I'm confused. Hold on. This glucose monitor, is this not out yet?
No, the band is, but the one that's supposed to be built in the watch, no.
Well, I mean, that it's as accurate as taking your blood?
Yeah.
Okay, so why doesn't everybody just get that? Is this what an asshole can... Why? It's horrible. Can't they just make it horrible? All these diabetics have to pay for these. All of these diabetics have to pay for these fucking supplies and are going broke. And meanwhile, these assholes are making money off this shit. That shit should be free, you fucking bitch. Making me free. Fucking assholes.
Well, that's why, you know, like some insurance companies pay for the Apple Watch for free.
Oh, right. Sure.
They do.
Right.
So if Apple adds
you won't pay the for new your watch, glucose monitor, Madge.
Deborah, when you cut out an entire food group, you're going to lose weight.
No, you still have to eat vegetables, honey.
Yes, that's a different food group. I'm talking about the carb
bread,
food group.
Bread.
That's the basis.
Bread's wonderful for you.
It's the bottom of the food pyramid. If you cut it out, of course you're going to lose weight. You're cutting out an entire food group.
But why can you eat a shit ton of fat and still not gain any, though?
Because the net the total calories is still less than you would have if you had eaten all that fucking all the carbs. Because carbs are yes, it's fucking true. It's math, honey. Can't reinvent science.
Okay, listen.
You don't get to do that. Right. You don't have a degree in that.
Listen.
Are you a scientist? Woman. What's your degree in?
Yes. There was a.
What is your degree in, Deborah?
Sexology.
What is your degree in? Tell me.
Astrology.
Idiot. Okay.
Numbers.
It's okay. It's okay. Simply, Deborah, you have a side. You have a person who sides with you named Simply Styrofoam in the chat room. Never mind that it's probably you, but it's but they're on your side. So I suggest you get to trade recipes for fat with Simply Styrofoam. I'm sure you'll live a long
time. Yeah. Apple would call in and he would voice his opinion because he's very smart.
Who?
Mapple. Mince Payne.
No. She don't do that.
Yes, she does. She agreed with me last week.
She will not. She has no comment.
Okay, listen, now, not saying this is, you know, the ultimate, the match. Don't take it like, oh, it's a goddamn fucking TED Talk. Oh, okay, Deborah. But anyway, there is a lovely TED Talk on this where he talks about calories. No. He says calories in, calories out, which is true. It even shows. Calories in, and he blows it.
He showed it.
Deborah.
He freezes the balloon, and you can see the energy.
Okay? Deborah, anyone can get TED Talk.
But he says this is true unless the ketogenic diet.
Deborah.
Doesn't work that way. Because your metabolism raises when you're on the ketogenic diet. I'm not saying that the physics doesn't add up. All I'm saying is when you're on the ketogenic diet, your
thank God for Skype sometimes. Thank God.
The body uses more energy. It's like you had a battery pack on your tummy.
Man, isn't it true? Anyone can get a TED Talk these days. It means
my friend. My friend Ollie got a TED Talk. He's the one that used to fart on my Grom. Yes, that's true. Sorry, Deborah, go ahead. You were explaining.
Maybe I'll get a TED Talk one of these.
You can go ahead and continue.
So I was saying, oh, okay, thanks.
I'll do it
so
about vaginal night.
When you add in a video and computer, and you add more video files, and it makes it get hotter, and it uses more of the battery. Sort of the same analogy is you got a battery.
Yeah,
all these batteries around the tummy. And then they just keep on sucking and sucking and sucking. Sucking
more. I must say that was a compelling argument. Thank you.
Thanks.
On to the next topic. Deborah said,
so how are you, man?
Oh, fuck you. Actually, I was supposed to be in Florida today for a Memorial Skirvix, but they had to postpone it. They had to postpone it because of Irma, so I'll be there next weekend instead.
So how did they postpone it?
I will not be grumming next. How do what?
Why did they do that?
Idiot says what?
Going.
Who's
Irma?
Donate. We won't be having a grum next week, so you need to donate. Girl.
I feel like I'm
take
being
time.
I feel like I'm being visited by the dumb fairy. Only there's two of them.
I had a dream about you, Madge, too.
Tell me.
Okay, so I've been having some weird fucking dreams. I told Natalie last week I had a dream, I swear to God, about Alex Jones, and I was at a house showing. And the people left me with Alex Jones in a new, brand new mansion. And all of a sudden, I decided I wanted to take a shower. And I was taking a shower in this blank, empty house. And next thing I know, Alex Jones is in me, literally rubbing me down with a loofah.
Ooh.
Oh, it was so disgusting. It was the most realest thing. I woke up in sweats. I wanted to throw up. Second of all, last night, I had a dream about you, man. And me and you were out with another girl. I don't know who it was. Maybe it was Cheryl. I don't know. She had a tanning bed around her wrist. Maybe it was Cheryl. Okay. And we were at a club, and you got with the black man and sucked him off right then and there in the club.
That's normal.
Long story short, get your kids vaccinated.
Why? Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Because it's good for you. The match.
What?
Any destruction from the storm, you know, at your property?
No, thank God.
What's good? What the fuck? was bad.
But listen to this. So listen to this. So my mother just got back to her condo yesterday. She was here for a long time because, you know, there was no power in the elevator. She said there was no power. The power finally came on Saturday. So I talked to her today. Now, keep in mind, the power went out on last Sunday, which I think was the 10th?
September 11th.
No, I think the 11th was Monday, wasn't it? Yeah, real funny. Laugh at all those dead Americans, you fucking communist. Laugh at all those dead Americans who died for you to live this lifestyle. You're laughing.
Oh, my God, I almost ran off the road. Jesus.
Well, that would have been good. I get to...
What happened?
Okay. Madge, so your mother, the power went off on September 11th.
Wait, yeah, so your mother had to climb up all those stairs in her Florida condo?
No, the power was back yesterday.
Did she listen to Flo Rida?
Why do I even talk when you know everything? You just tell the story. Tell me what happened.
She went back to her exclusive Florida condo overlooking the ocean. She got there, no power. So
no, that's incorrect. That's not what happened. Maybe you should let me tell the story.
And in her car, she realized she had forgotten her beach chairs. And she had been sitting on her beach chairs.
Cheryl, no, no, no.
And they smelled like the ocean.
Are you done? Or can I tell the story of what actually happened? Or are you done being psychic? Because you're wrong.
She hit the flow. She hit the flow. Flow ride.
No.
You know. Next thing you know.
No. So I
won't talk about the beach chairs anymore. You tell us the story. What happened?
What happened is... I called her today. I'm like, so did you get in okay? How was your apartment? Because I'm worried about mold. And she said, no, it was fine. She said, the carpet smelled a little weird, but other than that, it was fine. I said, but what about your food? Didn't it all spoil? She said, no, it's fine. I said, but didn't you lose power?
God.
I said, didn't you lose power for like a week? She said, no. She said, I'm not sure. I don't think so, because the food's fine.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah.
But your mom isn't going to throw away the food in her fridge and freezer, even though they lost power.
For a week.
For a week?
Well, not a whole week. It's only 5 days. But it was closed.
But it was closed.
Oh, okay. Madge, how old is your mother?
None of your business.
No, she isn't, Madge. You lie.
No, because I've noticed something. Natalie's at work, and I'm going to tell this story. But this is not normal. Her daddy, same thing kind of happened because of a storm. Mm-hmm. And so Natalie threw the ham away because, you know, she had already cooked the ham. Ham was in the refrigerator. Spoiled.
Ham on the bone?
Yeah, ham literally on the bone. Spiral cut. She got up the next day. Daddy had took the ham back out of the trash and was eating it and had it back in the fridge. I swear to God.
This was after a hurricane?
But I don't want to say because it'll give away, but kind of.
Kind of. Give away
what? Not this one, though. Another hurricane in a few years ago. But somebody will triangulate the area. But anyways, yes, and put it back in the fridge. Right? It was fine. There was nothing wrong with it. It was in the refrigerator. Some reason older people think, I think because back in the day, and they called them I think there's ice in them. Wasn't there back in the day because they...
Yes, it was called an ice box.
Yeah, I think that's the reason they think that. Mm. I don't know.
You gotta put a block of ice, and then you put a quarter on it, and then if it's at the bottom of the ice when you get back, it was this whole viral Facebook thing I've seen from old people.
What?
Really?
Yeah, if it's at the bottom of the ice, when you get back, then it means everything unfroze.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
You know what?
Yeah, yes.
You know what?
I should post that as myself, and then I can get viral loads, views.
You know what this podcast just reminded me of? My yoga class, because when I go to yoga is usually like an hour and a half. And usually when I get to yoga, I look at the clock every 5 minutes waiting. Is it over yet? Is it going to be over yet? Is it half over yet? Is it three quarters? You know what? I find myself doing the same thing in this scrum. It's not even a fucking half hour into this shit. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. Listen to all this carb bullshit.
Go to yoga then.
And fishy beach chairs.
I'm not the one that brought up the fishy beach chairs.
Yeah.
But you're not losing any weight while you do this. And you don't have to pay. You get paid.
Excuse me?
Right.
I said she gets paid. She doesn't have to pay. She pays for yoga, doesn't she? Or is that free?
Who? You don't want to talk about that.
Who?
Okay.
Who?
It's like one of those trade things.
Who are we talking about?
You! And your yoga!
I'm sorry, I had tuned you out. You lost me at glucose.
Okay. Well,
yes, I pay for the gym. It's not that expensive. I just go to the gym. They have nice classes there, and it's like $65 a month, and there's towel service.
But what a oh, for real?
$65 a month? Jesus, right.
That's why she works at Dej, Deborah.
It's cheap, you idiot. I'm sorry if I'm not Southern and retarded, and I have to rely on cutting out glucose in order to remain fit.
Mine is $20. A month.
Do you go to yoga?
65.
Do you have towel service?
No, we don't have yoga.
Do you have towels? Do you have towel service?
No.
Then go back to your soup kitchen. I don't want to hear about it.
But there's black men in the bathroom, and it's your pick.
Deborah, I don't need to hear of this. I don't know what you're just... Your life is horrible. You want to move to an RV, and it's supposed to be a moving on up thing for you, like the Jeffersons. I don't understand you at all. I don't know where you live. I don't get it. I just know that you're trashy and kind of dumb.
It's going to be an RV, and it's going to be a Class C. It's going to be used, and it's going to be free.
What's a Class C?
That's the Mercedes, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe I have to take Pavlo's suggestions.
Good for her. You wanna kill me?
Cheryl, I need to order some new duties from you.
Okay.
Do I need to order you some sort of milk of magnesia or something to get that going?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'll put it on your Amazon wish list.
Well, how much do I get for doing that?
You get to duty. That's the pleasure.
I want a Class B, says Giga.
You want a Class B recreational vehicle like Antivira? I mean, Deborah?
Yeah.
You think she would sell me hers? But I don't want a big one.
Sold it years ago to do those fucking cruise videos.
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about Zanger.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Well, maybe I should hit her up for some information. She might have some good ideas.
I'm sorry, I have breaking news from the chat room, from Giga Tigger. Ugh, who the fuck cares where Natalie's dad lives? Oh, yeah, that's true. Who the fuck cares? That is a good point. It's like, who the fuck gives a shit?
You never know. Those people that made that horrible video about me and Amy, they might come after Natalie's daddy.
Amy Winehouse?
Yeah, remember they shot me in the video.
Yeah, I remember.
Literally shot me dead.
I remember.
Yeah. Were there lots of eggs? Lots of eggs?
Why do people have to spoil everything? Like, don't they know some people want to watch the Emmys on fucking TiVo? But that's fine. I don't mind that. Like, I get that the Emmys are going to be spoiled. They always do that. It's in the headlines. But the Game of Thrones spoilers people really bug me. Like, those people that, like, just... They think they're not spoiling, but they'll post, oh, that dragon scene. Ooh, just... I'm not going to spoil it, but that scene with the dragons was amazing today. Like, don't fucking tell me shit.
Does this look like an FTM?
Is that
Hi, her.
Is that her?
Yes. Doesn't she look like an FTM?
No, she just has a long face.
No, look at those glasses. No.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to be conscious of our audience, Cheryl. Oh, now, sorry. Why would you talk about something that not only the podcast audience later won't be able to see,
did it work?
No. But also, not even the chat room audience can see. So you're basically playing to an audience of two people, me and Deborah. So why do you even have this?
No,
share it. Share it in the chat room or something. At least. But don't just share it from me and then expect me. We're going to have a This is why nobody listens to this grump. This is why I am broke, and this is why we're going to.
It's fucking meta.
Esoteric.
Okay. Well, stop. Just stop. No more discussion about it.
And I watched the first episode of American Horror Story, and it sucked. I can't stand that round-headed. I love Sarah Paulson, but that one that plays her lover, that little round-headed blonde thing, that actor annoys the living fuck out of me. What's her name? Roundhead?
What's the round?
Sarah.
Is her name Sarah also?
Sarah Huckabee?
You're a retarded whore. I would much rather have Sarah Huckabee in that role. Much.
She looks like her.
No, she has symmetrical face.
I thought that's why they picked her. No, she's got those dead socket eyes that look like she hit her in the face with a club.
She was in that show Newsroom or something, that awful show. Yes. I can't stand
with
her.
What's his name?
Head.
That was like the CNN guy or whatever. Yeah.
Yes. I have issues with roundheads, don't you?
That was horrible.
Actually, I have issues with squareheads. I don't like square heads or round heads. What about you, Shirayo?
How about the high hers?
I'm not going to go with the high her. I just don't understand why she doesn't have ear pods on. Why is she got to have wires? Why is she got to be like
that?
Oh,
my God. So fucking trashy. Ugh.
I don't even want to talk about it. It's very upsetting.
I have
what
a
did
new...
everybody think?
About what?
The iPhone X. The iPhone X. Are you going to get one?
I thought it's iPhone 10.
Oh, sorry. iPhone 10.
It's not iPhone
X. Kyle wants to know, isn't Chaz Bono in American Horror Story?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He was horrible, of course.
Why did they get Cher, though?
Yeah, Cher.
She wanted Cher.
Because Cher's amazing. She wouldn't do that. God. And the funny thing is, Ryan Murphy's shows are so good when he does, like Reagan really clocked this, which is that Ryan Murphy does amazing shows when he actually does it based on real life stories like the OJ show. And what was the other show that was amazing that he did? Oh, the Jessica Lange, The Feud was amazing. But when he makes up stories, it's like, it's just garbage. It's just garbage, garbage, garbage.
No, because when garbage you made in, up the one garbage with the witches, you loved it.
Yeah, but okay.
You liked Kevin.
But it never was good at the end. I always liked it at the beginning. But by after like the first half dozen episodes, it always turns to shit. You know that.
No.
Somewhat. It's always weird, like he's a Japanese director, it has to end it weird, you know?
Deborah, it's been about 30 minutes. Isn't it time to check your goddamn glucose?
Almost. I'm going to stab myself.
Jesus Christ. I can't do it. I tried to text.
Anybody have a Lance?
Lance Bass or Charles Lance.
Marilyn Lanston, how about that?
Gertl Blomquist.
He's gonna cut my baby out. Marilyn Manson cut my baby out. Sorry.
True.
That was shrill.
But seriously, though, the iPhone 10, you gonna get one?
Wait, you can't. That's a no, is the answer. Next question.
What? That's not the answer to the question.
You can unlock it with your face.
Can you unlock it with your vagina?
Can I unlock it with my clamps?
Right. Cheryl was able to unlock her iPhone with her pussy. So.
You don't need any line, honey. It does it in the jar. But listen, somebody brought this to my attention. If you have a lazy eye, how does that work? Because you got to look at it with both eyes and say it.
Well, here's my prediction. I think people are just going to go back to using passwords with this.
I don't think so. I think it's going to work perfectly. Well,
the problem is the security. It'll work. Yeah, it'll work. You'll look at it. It'll open the phone. I have no doubt about it. The issue is how, like, you can't really protect yourself from somebody taking the phone and pointing at your face. And yes, I know you can.
Yes, you close your eyes. Just close. Just don't look at it.
Yeah. You can press both buttons at the same time, but who's going to be, it's not safe enough. It's not maybe they'll fix it. They probably will. You know, Apple's usually pretty good about fixing
security holes.
How about not talking when I'm fucking talking? How about fucking that? How about that, you dumb cunt? How about shutting the fuck up for 3.5 seconds? There.
How about having a pin and your face?
Look, I'm sure Apple will fix it, but if they don't, my issue is I just don't think it's secure enough, because if you take the phone, you point it at somebody's face, they open it. When you have, like people keep money on their phones, their bank, you can't have it that insecure. It's just not secure enough. And I know they say that facial recognition is 1 in 1,000,000, that you can fuck it up, but if you point at your face, it hits the 1 in 1,000,000. The finger thing, maybe 1 in 500,000, but it's a lot more manageable, because it's a lot harder.
No, go ahead.
And I don't understand, like, why couldn't they have kept, like, that? Why didn't they use the screen?
You can't have too many options.
I'm talking.
People are really dumb.
That's true. But why couldn't they use that screen that allows Touch ID and Face ID? I mean, that would have been fine, because it's going to be a transition, right? I mean, and why the fuck? I unlock my phone when it's in my pocket. If I'm in my back, I don't want to have to fucking point it at my big face.
Yeah.
The point is this, though, honey. Is the finger any different than the face? Because somebody can hold you down and put your finger on.
Yes, somebody can hold you down, but they don't have to hold you down to point it at your face, you glucose monitoring moron.
But I'm saying, what do you mean? It has to be so many feet away from your face, too. It can't just be, it's got to be at like a certain distance from your face, like you're holding it. Is it any less inconvenience in the sense that somebody could just grab your finger, make you press?
Yes, because one involves assault. One involves assault and battery, and the other one doesn't.
No, but the point is...
You brainwashed Apple twat face.
I'm not brainwashed.
Oh, no, you're not.
Listen, Deborah, I love it as much as anyone else, but Jesus Christ.
Go ahead. Deborah, go ahead and explain it. I'll let you talk.
What I'm saying is, you got valid points, and I agree with what you're saying. I'm just saying, is it any more or less? Jason, it's hard to talk with Trip Judy. Really, what I mean is, they'll probably have the touchscreen under it, like they were supposed to. The yield is too low. Sometimes you just gotta look at it, though. Can you look at it, man? Just
look at it.
Can you look at it? Just look at it.
I mean, I'm fine.
But if your eyes are closed, somebody's gonna force your eyes open. That's assault, too. Just saying.
Yes. But you might eventually have to open your eyes. I don't care. Look, it's fine. I'm sure Apple will sort out the thing, the issues. But like I said last week, I paid off my phone a few months ago. My phone bill is $25 a month. That's the feature I want. My feature is to not have to owe Apple my left vaginal lip. My best feature is to not have to starve in order to have a phone. So, you know, it's nice. Do I need to open my phone with my face? Why? Why is it so... What's so awful about having to use my finger?
But you're not going to
start. Or your layup.
Yes.
Yes, she is. And there's many a plyo. I ain't even going to go there.
It's just a fucking phone.
Now DD has to make new fake iPhones.
And why do I need all that CPU? Aside from, okay, like, it seemed like everything they were advertising was for the video and the camera. I don't give a fuck. I take a picture of a fatty. I don't give a fuck if it analyzes 20 zillion pixels while I'm looking at this fat bitch.
What? The thing is,
what?
I need a 300 megapixel camera, 4K video, and a 10 gigabyte.
Hold on a second.
Drive.
Deborah, what are you screaming about? You're absolutely going into like hysterics. What the fuck is your issue?
He's fat boy.
Say it. You're not obese, man.
What the fuck?
Contour lighting. So.
What are you talking about?
Burn.
Deborah, what are you talking about? I don't understand. You're insane. You've taken the whole Apple fangirl thing to such an extreme that...
Why are you supposed to have all this photos and videos on this tiny phone with no storage space?
It doesn't store.
And you have shitty slow internet because America is so amazing that we have shitty slow internet that's expensive. That's great.
Okay,
and then I can pay for space on Apple's server.
I will say this, Deborah, to be fair to Apple, and I'm an Apple shareholder, I want them to be the first $1 trillion company and all that shit. But personally, and I think the phone will be fine, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to buy an iPhone 10, the first generation, because you know they have to figure out all the... Nobody's going to get Face ID. There's going to be all these articles on Mac rumors like, it doesn't work. My rat's face opened it. I pointed it at my cunt and it opened my phone. Blah. All that shit's going to be out there. It's going to be crazy for at least the first generation. Fine. So maybe later, you know, once it gets normal and I have to have that thing, fine. But the thing is, Deborah, you're a stupid cunt. Actually, I forgot what I was going to say. Now, what was I going to say? Oh, but the watch turns me on more. See, that I'm actually much more interested in because I feel like, yes, there's some actual, like, that's real revolutionary stuff. That this watch is going to be able to detect arrhythmias and alert people to, like, health conditions they didn't even know they had. Now, that's really cool. And I'm sure that the whole, like, the lawyers will fuck it. Not that I know anything about lawyers, but they'll fuck it all over because they'll be like, you can't give people the opportunity to monitor their arrhythmias without a prescription, right? So they're going to make it so, like, you can't really use any of these functions without a doctor. But doctors never answer the fucking phone, so you'll never be able to activate it. Like, I know how this is going to play out because I've seen how medical shit works. Like,
I use it with my blow?
Doctors don't do fucking anything unless you call them 20 times. So, like, they'll say, at first it'll be great because the Apple Watch will be able to monitor your arrhythmias. And then they'll be like, oh, it's great. And then the lawsuits.
You can't afford health.
I'm talking. Then the lawsuits will come and they'll be like, oh, no, you can't do that. We didn't approve it. You have to get a fucking prescription. Oh, but my doctor's not going to even know what an Apple Watch is for the next 30 years because they're so fucking behind. So the whole technology is awful.
Trump cares.
So never mind my positive point of view.
No, true.
But if you have a doctor in the family, that won't matter. And second of all, at these town centers, we're going to have coming in, we're going to be looking at art.
Yeah.
And
you're Skyping out, thank God. I'm going to become a religious person because you're Skyping out just in the nick of time.
Please, I am Angela. I used to work in Burberry. Okay?
You were Deborah, what show was that? Deborah, what show was that?
This was from the Apple event when Angela got there from Burberry.
No,
there she said
wasn't
that.
Wasn't there a TV show where people got their watch?
Really? No, I was quoting her Ask Madge. When Angela got there, she was like, if they're going to come to these towns, we're going to meet and have art, and there's classes because we want Apple to be the place where people can just have babies.
Yeah, they're fucking full of shit. The reason people hang out at Apple stores is because they're waiting for the fucking retarded genius bar who doesn't change his panties. That's the only reason people hang out at an Apple store. They don't want, nobody wants to be at an Apple store. They go there and fucking hang out waiting for these nasty people with their fucking hairy toes. Nobody wants to be in an Apple store. Even me. I love Apple products, but those stores are boring. It's like
internet, man.
What? I'm fine, Deborah. Cheryl's fine. Your internet is the one that's crapping out every 3 seconds. Don't you dare blame me. Anyway, I need to read something from Sir Pat oneself. We should all gather and await the opening of our town square in Bowell before our creative pro leader wearing pink chiffon dolly dresses and watch amazing car crash reenactments for your savior watch and your air powy eye sanitary pad pan, which isn't going to be available until, let's get back toward you, one phone 10, get it. That's a good one. Thank you, Sir Pat oneself. Thank you for Sir Pat oneself for thing it. Did we get a new... Cheryl, why are you having a conversation in the chat room? If you're going to say something,
because
say it on the ground.
Nobody's fucking listening to me when I talk, and then I talk, and then you yell at me.
Well, don't talk over me. You take your turn. I won't fucking yell at you. Now go.
Well, it's hard to not do that when
your turn,
all you do is talk.
Well, you're an asshole. I have to talk because you're both idiots. How are people going to know you're idiots if I don't constantly berate you and tell you?
And she only adds me into it so you don't feel so alone. She really just means you.
Okay, Cheryl, go ahead and tell us.
I was asking.
Shut up!
No, go ahead.
I was...
What?
I was asking.
What are you fingering your cunt? Are you texting? Go ahead.
I was asking a question.
What's the question?
There was a TV show, I believe. I don't know if it was that that one on Netflix, The Black Mirror,
yeah.
Where they had some kind of like watch device, and a TV show with the aliens, and people went to the centers to get their watches. I don't fucking remember. There was something similar to that yet.
Okay, now I understand why you didn't mention it on the Grum. Because that was pointless and it went nowhere. I don't know what the fuck... I saw all the Black Mirrors. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Did the new Black Mirror come out yet? There's supposed to be a new one.
Oh, I love that. During the 80s.
Oh, that reminds me. We have to check on Miss Tracy.
You're talking about V that came on ABC. And they cured the cancer.
But they didn't have watches. They didn't have Apple watches.
I thought they gave everybody...
Deborah, your connection is horrible. Your connection is horrible, and you're blaming me for it. You sound like a toad. Where is your internet? You still don't have real internet? Idiot. What? Huh? Deborah? Cheryl, are you there?
Yeah.
What happened to Deborah? Deborah, you're muddled. Oh, my God, I woke up this morning. This fucking Vietnamese nail cleaner was screaming at people on the phone. And like, it was like 8 in the morning, and I'm trying to sleep in, and I hear this. Yeah, it was horrible. I mean, she was really screaming in this back alley here. All right, let's go. Miss Tracy, guess what? Deborah, can you hear us yet? Deborah, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess Deborah's Skyped out.
Hold on, I'm swapping to the other computer.
What is
you're swapping?
What are you using for internet, Deborah? A fucking like one of those
AOL CD.
Why? Where are you in the trailer already? I mean, I don't get it.
Hold on, I'm changing.
Okay, I'm calling Miss Tracy. Hold on. Now, if she answers, Cheryl, you need to talk and find out if she's okay. Shh. 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 Hello? Hello? Oh, the Emmys. Miss Tracy?
Oh, who gives you?
Miss Tracy, guess what? MTGW, Miss Tracy, guess what? Uh-oh. Well, there goes Deborah. Oh, no, that was Deborah. That wasn't Miss Tracy. Miss Tracy? Miss Tracy? Oh, Miss Tracy gone, too. I guess it's just me and you, Cheryl. We only have one friend left in the world. Let's call her.
Oh, no. Who?
Guess. I'll give you a hint. It involves red banks.
What?
Enter your remote access code.
What's that?
I said enter your remote access code.
Hi, you've reached the helpline. How can I help you? Hello?
Hi, I think that I might be losing my baby.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, I had a Chipotle today, and have had horrible cramping and diarrhea, and there's some blood all in the toilet.
I would probably have somebody take you to the emergency room just to be on the safe side.
You don't think it's just the Chipotle?
I'm not a medical professional, so I'm not sure. I would either call your doctor or have someone take you to the emergency room.
Okay. And is it normal to not, I mean, my memory's been really bad, and these people, you know, my family calls me, and I know that I've talked to them before, but I don't remember them at all, and, you know, just for short periods of time.
Okay, I'm not sure what's going on there either. I would definitely talk to your doctor.
Okay. So, can I still get an abortion if the baby isn't, you know, moving around as much?
I believe so. You can always check on the abortion laws in your area on how late one can be done.
Okay. And can you self-abort?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. All right. Have you had one?
Have I had one what?
The boarding.
An abortion, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Okay. All right. My sister, do you have any questions for the nice lady about the blood in the thing?
Heather. I can definitely talk to your doctor or go to the emergency room.
Hey, my name's Thomas. I'm her brother. The blood's not coming out everywhere. It's just like in the toilet bowl.
Okay, but still having a bloody stool is something to talk to a doctor about.
It's not stigmatic, though. We looked it up on WebMD.
I would still talk to her doctor just to be on the safe side.
But even like if we talk to the doctor, like they're not going to approve it because they never approve anything because she has really shitty insurance. We got to like call it. We got to call a helpline like every time. She's been on the ketogenic diet. So do you think that has anything to do with it?
No idea. Unfortunately, I'm not a medical professional. That's why I would consult her doctor just to be on the safe side.
I don't think he's a medical professional.
The plaques are rude. You know.
What are you wearing, if you don't mind me asking you?
I'm not lesbian.
You're so manly, Deborah. Manly to have a hunch.
It's hard to get her to hang up, though.
How does she not fucking remember us? I mean, obviously she doesn't remember us at all. Is she
If we call back, it's going to be...
Is she Alzheimer's?
If we call back...
It's going to be hotline.
Yeah. I think it's the same person.
Man, I don't really want to keep calling them. It's
what?
The same shit that we've been doing for years. It's boring.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're saying that.
It's just, it's not even fun anymore. We've heard it all. All possible, everything.
I don't think Reagan Fox would agree with you.
I was going to start saying I'm not a medical professional. I don't know. I was going to, you know, say what she says. I wanted to play clips of her that I have of her saying that.
I told you.
And I didn't.
I told you.
She talked to us there.
I told you the new strategy we should adopt last week. You ignored me, which is that we should accuse them of being abortion providers and make them defend the fact that they're, in fact, abortion deniers.
Mm.
You ignored me. You just went back to the same old abortion racket.
Right. You're the one that made me do it, and I did it anyway.
Well, yeah.
All right. I do it because I love you, Mayans.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna piss my giant for you.
Oh, that's good. Thanks.
That's new. You've never heard it before.
And then she said, "Oh no, I've never had an abortion." You should have said, "No, you just fucked a dog."
Yeah, that wouldn't have made her hang up.
I would have said, "I know you have a husky. I can tell you have a husky."
Or a Great Dane.
Oh my God! We should call her back and they're like, "We're psychic."
Be quiet. Enjoy.
Hey, does it hurt when you hold it?
Yeah, it hurts my brain. I hope I don't drop my laptop into the toilet.
You bring your laptop into the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
How was Denver?
I miss the heat.
Trust me. Hot.
I'm open to a detour.
What's I'm open to a detour.
We're going to watch the videos that Deborah provided on the...
Okay.
Provided too many videos.
Did you provide any? How dare you, Cheryl, complain that she's providing too many videos when you didn't give me shit?
Excuse me.
Giga Ticker, I don't like that one because it has a wet bath. I want a bathroom separate from the
Deborah, you don't need to be racist. What are you, Trump?
Oh, I'm sorry. But I don't want it. I want the shower to be in its own
why
and in the
you
bathroom.
Say, why
I don't
want to
use
wanna be
the
a,
shower on the bathroom.
You said wet back, Deborah.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry. It's
horrible.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay. Which one?
We're going to watch
Watching Fires.
Dynasty, the first look trailer. Dynasty's coming back for real?
Yes.
Oh.
Watching this one first.
That could
Let
be
me fun. Get it up.
Are you ready, Cheryl? Do we have a new Game of Thrones, by the way?
No.
Good.
Damn Excuse it. Me?
I'm kidding. Damn it. I wanted that.
Okay, hold on. I'm supposed to open this thing.
Can someone put that link in the...
Yeah, thank God for...
Put the link in the chat room, please, for the chat room audience.
Yeah, I'll do it. I've got four windows open. Thank God for Apple
Space. Are you
going to
play the Coco Dorm duty thing?
No. Yes. All right.
Debra, you need to give me access.
That was an old video. That's an old video. I have found that on Facebook. That was on Facebook, actually. When I downloaded my archives after
what?
When I downloaded my archives after they unbanned me, I downloaded everything and they into a big dump, and that was one of the videos I had uploaded. Yeah.
No, it wasn't that high quality.
Yes.
You lie.
I'm not lying, idiot. Are you ready, or should we wait maybe 6 hours?
Okay. Well, I can't open the thing with the links because Deborah didn't. I need access to this other. You just
copy and paste it, you moron.
You can't copy and paste?
What?
How are you that lazy? Are you kidding me? Because I didn't make it blue. You can't copy it.
If you right click and press explore. HTTPS. Oh, she didn't give her the right email address, you fucking moron.
I asked what email, you fucking...
Fucking bitch, you shut your fucking mouth.
Oh, well, I can't copy and paste. Can you email me the link, Cheryl?
Send it to Girdle Blumquist Whore.
Sorry, I have an iOS.
Skype out. Okay.
I'm sorry, I have a blown and you got an 8.
Are we ready yet? 3, 2, 1... Go.
It still won't open.
I don't know. You two can work that out.
How was Denver?
I missed the heat.
Trust me, it wasn't as hot without you. Straight to the men.
I'm open to a detour.
This is about Westworld.
Yeah, when is Westworld back?
I can't believe you just spend the median household income on jet fuel. When the revolution happens, it'll be your head they come for first.
Oh, I'll be sure to get my hair done.
Yeah, sooner the better.
Who the fuck cares about Dynasty? What a horrible old person grown.
I didn't realize.
Doesn't he look like
And you know who likes Dynasty? Squarehead.
Guess who's... Oh my god!
What the hell are you doing here?
Who the hell are you doing here?
Which one is Alexis?
Ivanka?
This is Kushner.
Oh, that's
my fiance. We're getting married.
I'm usually the one that makes things awkward around here.
I'm happy to relieve you of that burden.
Sure is a long one.
I get it. You think she's a gold digger. But you think that about all your dad's girlfriends.
This one's different.
Okay, that sucked. Next. RV dog this, skip to 14. What does that mean, RV dogs?
You'll say go to 1430.
How come you couldn't just put the link in that automatically?
Yeah, at the 1430 is stupid.
Well, how do you do that?
You're so dumb. I don't know. If it wasn't on the Apple keynote, I guess therefore it doesn't exist. How do you do that?
Okay, I'm ready.
Google's hard, Deborah. I know.
Hold on, I'm not at 1430 yet.
Google's hard. If you'd put the link with the thing with the thing.
Well, how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And you're a stupid cunt. How do you not know that, Miss YouTube?
What time do we need to be at? 1430.
Oh, I got a commercial first. That's always fun.
Ad block.
1430. Everybody loves to wait for this part.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready when y'all are ready.
Yeah, well, it's going to be hard to do a countdown when you did such a shitty thing. 3, 2, 1, go.
And my boyfriend. Say hi, Wayne.
Hello.
Here's Wayne.
And that old
storage in the front for, and those are the bibs for my yarn, for my knitting. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then this is the wet bath.
Wet
right
bath.
Here. Okay. So I use the wet bath door as my hanging room because I don't have any closet space. Because this is the shorter. Mm-hmm. And then if we go in here,
why do all these people live with huge dogs in a small space?
And again, I apologize for the mess in the
floor. There's dog hair everywhere.
Shower right now, so it's full of dog hair. Van life. So I do have a sink and a shower, so it is a wet bath. I have a medicine cabinet, nice skylight.
Was she going to build a wall for her bathroom?
Very nice.
Ooh, moldy skylight.
Yeah, so it lights up really bright.
Composting.
It looks clean.
That's the
composting toilet, disgusting.
What does that mean?
Hi. Hi. Right, I'm gonna slide by.
That means the toilet. They just shit in the thing, and it's just all shit.
The doggy.
Oh, look at the dog.
Look at you, happy there.
Yeah, shadows.
There's too many doges in such
boy.
A small space.
Yeah.
It must smell horrible.
All right.
Who is the larger man in the background?
The tour there.
Her well, boyfriend.
Outstanding. I love all this. Would you show how demonstrate
the dog hair.
From the cabinets?
Sure.
This
so
is just amazing.
These are nice because they
makes me feel like I'm
going to
sneeze.
You know it smells.
Pull up, as you can see, that's my pantry.
Oh, yes. Look at all that.
So that's all,
she
you know.
Likes garlic.
It's dry goods. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it stays and packs nicely in these, you buy these rice packets.
Mm-hmm. She looks crazy.
Yeah.
Look at that hair.
They save these square pants because they pack real nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And just reuse them. And
but can they fit in the shower? They're larger gals.
So no she is a smelly fucking dick.
But does she fit in the shower?
Good for her, man. Can you smell that stink hair from
that? Wonderful home.
Well, thank you.
And we have
I
enjoyed
it.
Touring it.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Oh, thank you. That was great, Deborah. Thank you.
What was the first?
I can see you copying it, Cheryl.
You will.
I would love to live pretty like it. That, to be honest.
You me too. You're free.
Yeah, that was great.
I would get a dog like you made so I have Trotsky.
$15 an hour, pooey.
Okay, what's next?
Big ear, smoky voice is next.
Cool. I need a snack soon. Fine.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
Your blood glucose level is through the roof.
I know. I'm going to eat a cookie. I'm going to eat some Cheez-Ix.
No, you're going to watch a video.
Yeah, yes. I'll wait a minute.
We're going to watch Elephant Ear. Countdown coming momentarily.
Okay. 5. Am I doing it?
Yeah, sure.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Gernel.
Okay, what did she get? Oh, my Lord. What is that? What is that? What did you get?
You need to get rid of that.
I need to get rid of what?
That's what he settles down.
Oh, God. That's a honking big whatever it is. That's an elephant ear?
Yep.
Ooh.
Okay,
no.
Guys, I'll let you know how it is later. Bye.
It's an ashtray.
I need more of her.
Yeah.
That's the one that had her dehydrating the salsa last week.
I wanted to make a video. It's going to be short, but it's a continuation of introduction to me.
Introduction?
Wait, where's the elephant lady? She's an elephant? What?
She's so ugly. Jesus Christ.
Vivian,
who is this other person that's smoking?
Vivian Kimberlin. Oh, that's the same lady. The one that got all tickled because she got her first advertisement or something? Yeah,
and she dehydrated. Her friend's the one that got her to dehydrate all the stuff like the salsa.
Okay. Elephant. Hi, guys. Well, I'm going to try this again. I made it mostly back from the mess of Hurricane Irma. I started out...
Why does her video turn green?
About right there. Is that right?
It'd be.
Yeah. Right there. I was going to Indiana.
What the fuck?
Which is over here.
Her
and
finger.
When I got to about here,
I mean, she's doing
I get
this
a call
whole
from my daughter, and she says,
man.
Mom, don't go to Indiana because the hurricane's heading that way, and I don't want you in.
The hurricane's heading to Indiana. Jesus Christ. What a moron. What a moron.
This woman is stupid.
Yeah, it's a hurricane. The Indiana's Sarah. Right next to that huge wow. body of water. Lake, what's it called? Lake Monroe or something? Eagle Creek Reservoir. Right. Yeah, that makes for a huge hurricane. Jesus. Anyway, Deborah, your assignment is to get more of that lady.
Yeah.
The lady that had the Earls. Can you get her?
Yeah, I'm going to try. Maybe we can get her on. We can interview her.
I want the Earl lady. I don't want the lady with the...
Yeah, I know. You want the...
Wait, you played
it
again.
The wrong one. No, you copied the wrong one.
What did she get? Oh, my Lord. What is that? What is that? What did you get?
You need to get rid of that.
I need to get rid of what?
That. So he settles down.
Oh, God.
She smokes a lot.
That's a honking big whatever it is. That's an elephant.
Okay.
Man, she kind of sounds like a cross between me and Deborah.
Yeah, this is Notorious B.I.G. Big Papa a cappella cover. White girl.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I like this song.
I know you would know it. That's why I picked it.
Hey, guys, I'm Rebecca, and I record things on this loop, and I cover songs with it.
Oh, great.
Today, I'm doing Big Papa by Biggie Smalls, which was requested by Orlando in Washington Square Park.
Ooh. God, she's that white.
White. Looped.
We need one of those.
Is this what Branch does?
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace the lyrical douches in your bushes. Who write grooves and make moves with all the moms? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you'll find me. The back of the club, macking girls, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music blasting. But I just can't quit, cause one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epic secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got high. Now check it. I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got map friends with Ben's Zeno spot.
They lady. Can't say the screen, man.
Jump in the Rover and come over.
Well, they see my reaction. That's
the
better.
GS3, I got the chronic by the tree. I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands.
Yeah, I need the ukulele.
Player. I love it when you call me Big Papa. To all the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies. I love it when you call me Big Papa. You got a gun up in your waist, please. don't shoot up the place. Why? Because I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
I feel like there should
this
be
this is white privilege.
I feel like there should be a buffet, like King's Buffet or something.
Baby act.
Yeah,
oh, this is.
What's your name?
Oh,
what's
I'm gonna time? Die. Soon as you buy that wine, I just creep up from behind. Okay, thanks. Okay, give me candies. Deborah, Cheryl, do you have any videos, or did you do nothing?
Nothing.
No, to self, no money for Cheryl ever.
Well, I can, yes, hold on.
Oh, money's
I
involved.
No. You had all
the
week.
I sent you one. Look in the fucking thing. Do you want
no,
me to put it in
no, no,
document?
No. We have a shared document. Put it in there. Fucking idiot.
Give me tendies!
What?
Chicken!
What?
Give me tendies! Give me tendies!
What is that noise? Was that the kid screaming?
Chicken! Give me tendies!
What is that squeaking?
It's Sam.
What? Is that a real gun?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. That's some serious drugs there.
Tendies. That sounds like something that I would say. Okay, now we got the watermelon.
Why the fuck does Google has to take over the copy? Like, you can't just do copy and paste like a normal app. You have to, like, do it their way because it's fucking Google. Fuck you.
Okay, so let's do a countdown. Love her.
I'm not ready yet. Leave my Mac alone.
Love her. I love her ASMR microphone.
Good thing there's an ad. Oh, no, this isn't that one with no teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I like that she's getting ad revenue. Hold on, we're going to do a countdown.
Okay. Deborah, why was this on your list? This is Cheryl's shit.
She just added it
Well,
live.
I'm not watching it. I hate it.
Okay, five. Let's start at the beginning. Five, four. Man.
I hate
you're
her.
You're sucking a watermelon. You really need to be insane.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Jesus Christ.
Okay, you ready?
What the fuck is that thing she's talking to?
Man, you're studying. I need to see.
I give did me, the countdown. You're fucking deaf.
Give me some Jews.
What the fuck? Like you haven't watched it 50 times.
Give me some Jews.
She salts it so much salt. And then she bites the watermelon. The rind.
With what?
With her nose.
Does she have to, like...
Her whole face collapses.
Does she have to eat, like, a bard and have sand in her food in order to chew it?
So... Juicy. Yes, MR microphone. Look at her shirt. Didn't even notice that.
She sort of looks like a black, skinny meth head Jay Leno.
Yeah. I love when she coughs.
Why don't she just get dentures?
Yeah, that was great. Okay, next. Oh my God, no! Don't not autoplay anything. Jesus, I gotta turn that
Let's
shit off.
Let's play a game. It's next.
Give me some chills.
Cheryl, it was horrible. Is this Bill Clinton thing? Is this a Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Oh, is this about
Hope
Hillary?
You guys are ready for board game night?
Oh, yes, sir.
We got it.
I brought.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hope you guys are ready for board game night.
Oh, yes, sir.
I brought gotcha, because you know what you always say. Gotcha will get you.
I've said that before.
You don't sound that excited.
Are we going to engage in a game of gotcha?
Yeah, you told me to come over to play this.
That allegation is false.
You specifically told me to come to your state so we could play gotcha.
And everybody going to my state and spending more time trying to play gotcha.
I thought we had arranged to have a board game.
This is not an arrangement or an understanding. This is a marriage.
What? Gotcha isn't a bad game or anything, right?
Of course it's not. And let's take it from your point of view.
All right, then let's play so we can make this awkward situation go away.
If that won't make it go away.
All right, you know what? You guys, I'm leaving. You can play by yourselves.
Oh, good. Now we can play gotcha.
Don't patronize me.
Well, that was horrible.
That was stupid.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
And also, I don't understand millennial humor, and his hair and forehead was both annoying. But that reminds me, we haven't discussed Hillary's book tour.
Oh, fuck. It's amazing.
Discuss.
It's horrible. I hate
her. You can yell? I love her.
So guess what today is? Today is the best day of my entire life. And do you want to know why? Because 14 years ago, on this very day, I received a miracle, a gift from God.
You skipped the Heather's guy.
I was given a beautiful baby girl. So I must do the same thing again. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my beautiful, extraordinary, and spectacular daughter. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, baby.
Thanks.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
Heather's game is the next one, Mash. Not let's play a game. You're on the wrong one. The next one, Mash. There you go. Mash, you're muted. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, fuck off. I'm just not talking.
Oh, okay.
Christ.
Now we got to be synced for this one, Mash.
Okay, okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm going to find my cat crib, okay? Just strip in there and I'll be out with the cat. Alright?
He's coming around.
Okay, yes.
Like, whatever you want. I guess totally naked, because that was the
That's
deal,
me.
Right?
This is a man who apparently sticks to a deal. Walks in the back, all his clothes in the laundry room, and goes in search of the decoy.
Right.
You want it?
Yeah.
Wrap it around yourself, and please sit in that stool.
Wrap it around yourself.
Make a mistake. What is going on in your mind? You don't know. Now, what do you think would have happened, Marvin? And had there actually been a 14-year-old girl in that next room, what would have happened after you walked in there naked?
Something probably would have happened.
Something like what?
Something along the sexual lines.
Like you would have had sex with a 14-year-old girl.
I'm not sure if I would have done
You went all the way when you took your clothes off.
Then I asked him about the plans he talked about online for the cat.
You know what would be a huge turn on? He says, I don't think I want to blank the cat. Would you for me? You're going to make this 14-year-old girl perform a sex act on a cat?
I swear, I'm like, plan? They must have listened to the show.
Well, why did you say it then?
I was just messing around.
It reminds me of I Love Lesbians.
Instructions about using Cool Whip. There we go. I can only imagine what would have been going on in this house had I not been here. Am I wrong to think that?
No, you're not.
So what's going to be happening if I'm not here? You're naked. There's a 14-year-old girl. You're chasing a cat around. You've got... some sex with a cat, and then you'll have sex with her. Is that... accurate?
Then Crazy Trini 85 asks for some water.
Some water? Yes, please. I guess all that running around naked got you pretty... Have you ever met any young girls online?
The
newly naked man starts laughing.
So it's funny.
No, this is. I'm just thinking it to myself that this will never happen again. This is not something. No, this is not right.
So you're promising me right now that you'll never.
I'm promising myself that I'm not.
Hook up with a 14-year-old girl online. Tell her to have sex with a cat. And walk into her house.
This would have never happened against that goddamn wall.
I'm just, no. I'm promising that to myself, not even to you, just to... This is not good.
Now he's about to find out that he just made that promise on national television.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on adults who try to meet.
Okay.
Now, if there's anything else you'd like to say about this predicament you're now in, we'd love to hear it.
Say,
trust me, it'll never happen again.
And if there's nothing else you have to say, then you're free to walk out that door where you stripped naked and walked in. You can keep the towel.
Once he gets his clothes back on, he walks outside and is arrested by that camouflaged officer.
Please let him out!
You know, it wasn't bad, but the audio mix was no good.
Yeah,
it was no good, Deborah. Not good.
I didn't fucking edit it.
Chris Hansen's voice really turns me off.
That's not what she was talking about.
Oh.
She was talking about the low quality decking.
Well, it's from 2013. Come on.
Hey, honey, can you look at this?
Welcome to Gray Street.
Oh my God! Is that Max. A puppet? Is
countdown, that a fucking countdown, in the countdown.
House? Great day.
Yeah, Madge, countdown. Come on now.
How old are you, Hudson?
Madge.
Wow, Madge.
3, 2, 1, go.
Welcome to Gray Street. So grateful that you're here in the house today.
Is that a puppet on
Pastor
his head?
Pastor Mike Bickle is in the house.
Bickle.
Great to have you here. How old
that
are
little
you,
boy
Hudson?
Guy.
Wow.
Like 6 or something. Six and a half.
Okay.
6 or something.
Oh my God,
why
he is
do
a puppet.
Do this? Why do you do this?
Months ago, I called him on stage spontaneously. You know, there's a couple thousand people in the congregation. And he said, he goes, wanst, with a T,
right.
I was borned. With a D, borned. Yeah. Why do you do this for 2 years, ever since you said you were little when you were 4? Do you know what an abortion is?
What?
I've been in 7 prisons.
Wait, what?
Suddenly, I felt fear for the first time living in the United States of America. You have a president.
Are they going to abort this prayer. Boy live on TV?
Who wants to not kill babies.
That's right.
We have a president that wants to honor God.
Right.
He wants to even put the Bible back in the school. And what do we do?
Right.
We want to kill him. They're calling for him to be dead.
Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
We're living.
Right.
Is that a training?
In perilous times, the Bible says.
Are you kidding?
The thing is, this is probably the only bottle that removes radiation from the water.
Yes. Your whole family needs
from the groundwater.
See that one you're holding See that one you're holding right there? That's yours.
It's going to blow
and
up
then we're
and
gonna
kill
make sure
you.
Your mom and dad and at your grandma.
Your
grandpa.
Mommy could have aborted you in it.
Okay. You all get one of these. Seriously.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Everybody should have these.
You old people.
Everybody. It is that very. Everybody should have these.
There's not a bottle in the world that I know of. That takes out radiation.
No.
We need
no.
that bomb.
And, yes. And, yes. No.
And
no.
We have to pay the bills to stay on the air.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's insane.
Yes. Yes.
Insane.
No. Oh.
Don't go away. Oh. We'll be right back after this special message.
Pray for our president.
Thank you. Thank you for watching that.
Yeah.
You know, if you enjoyed it, if you loved it, why don't you go ahead and click right here.
Why does he have to show his horrible face, though?
I know.
Horrible hair and hairline.
It looks like a Simpson cartoon.
It looks like you.
Shut up.
Oh, my God, it doesn't. That is insane. Why? They need to be shut down. That man's fucking horrible.
I love their remixes.
But it, yes, but I'm just saying, that is horrible, that poor little kid. Why would they say abortion right to him?
Why no boredom? Boys.
Oh, no, we're not watching Sherilyn Barnes. Nope.
I'm mad you got to. It's amazing.
Nope. Cheryl,
it's
do you
very
have any other?
No.
What's a Sherilyn Barnes?
This annoying thing.
You're just jealous because you copied her.
She's very popular, man. Are you jealous? So you got to deal with Mariah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, there is a new podcast. It's a new episode of
your network.
The top podcast where they talk about different tech topics, and one of them is podcasting, and I think they talk about magic.
What's podcasting?
They talk about the history of it.
What do you mean you think they talk about magic?
Because they mentioned somebody else, and I stopped it because I was too nervous they weren't going to mention you, too.
Oh, okay.
So you stopped what?
So you don't know because you stopped listening. So you don't have any. So what? So you really have nothing that you can report on because.
Why would you stop listening?
Because it's horrible.
This is CNN breaking news.
What's horrible? I don't get it.
I believe that we will have a great backpack. Kid is doing really well. And they're proud of that choice. They've done a great job.
This unknown kid with a backpack.
They made the backpack link so we put it in the show now.
It's an overnight sensation.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Decision Night. The race at 270 is too close to call. You see the difference on the screen.
Who is he? And how did he wind up here?
What are we watching?
I'm a backpack kid. I come from Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States, on Earth, in the
always been very generous with your time with us. We've always.
Did that ugly guy make this video too? I have to go to the end.
No. What video?
The one I just fucking played.
Well, the backpack one I just added to show notes, but not helped you. I had to Google it.
I don't care.
Obviously.
Is that supposed to make me feel bad? I don't. I don't feel bad.
Fat woman. In RV. Okay, I'm adding a new link.
What is this Westworld 4M Blu-ray? What is that?
Oh, 4K. Westworld's coming out as a 4K Blu-ray release.
Why is that in the show notes?
So that's just an interesting topic I thought about mentioning to people that maybe would want to watch it in 4K.
Really?
Okay.
Good morning. I'm Brittany from Advanced RV here with Barbara today. And it's exciting. We've got another delivery. This unit's nickname is Crow. And today,
I'll time this because she had a very pretty face.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Good morning. I'm Brittany from Advanced RV here with Barbara today. And it's exciting. We've got another delivery. This unit's nickname is Crow. And today what we're going to talk about is one of the innovations that they came up with. And it transpired from multiple conversations trying to meet some different objectives and turned out to be something that we're going to discuss with all clients moving forward because it just makes so much sense.
That's the kind that I want.
So the first objective was to partition their German Shepherds when they're in the vehicle. So we've done a double latch here on this door in the galley so that if
can
you open those latches,
talk?
The door's not going to open up one way or the other. So the dogs will stay separated and there's no food fights. That was one objective. But then later we were also talking about
a
way
dogs can fight,
to
they don't need
expand
to be on
the bathroom
RV.
Space. And from the basic floor plans that we have at Advanced RV, and they took advantage of, was to extend the bathroom out 2 inches to start. But another way that we looked at this was how can we expand the bathroom in a non-permanent way as well? So if you leave the lower half of the door closed, split with the upper portion of the door. Let's see. Open it all the way up. There's a magnet to catch it. You've now left your aisleway open, but what happens from the inside when you're inside showering?
Touch the fan.
You have that shower extension, which pushes the shower curtain out. So, Barbara, do you mind stepping in the shower and showing
everyone? No, I can't fit.
Did you hear how she said sure? Like,
you gain extra space with the top door open.
So you have all this really nice space to wash your upper body, your hair, you know, which you wouldn't
just
ordinarily
upper body.
Have in any RV bathroom.
She kind of looks like Madge in that picture.
I guess. I've never been in an egg, so I don't know.
So the shower curtain, where does that go then? And in the aisle,
shame.
Everything's going to get her duty water on.
And even talk to the person you're traveling with if you wanted to continue on carrying on your conversation.
How's the space in there, Marsh?
Good.
Marsh is showering in Runaway with
the mold in there.
Shower extension, which adds 5 or 6 inches to the width of the shower near the top. And
the
then
top,
because the doors are split, the lower door makes sure that the water stays inside the shower down below.
Clean your hands.
Below your knees, so you don't really need the extension there. Marsh, does it feel a lot more spacious?
It really does, yes.
I don't see our tenants.
When you're shitting.
Hey, good. Thank you.
Already a lot of clients have wanted to make this change because you don't have to take up any dedicated space to expand your shower. This solution keeps the floor plan small, but still allows you to do everything else and have the space you need in the shower without dedicating the space, which is awesome. So Barbara pointed out that if you have the hardware piece here that we made in the downright position, you can also hang towels or anything that's wet to dry and utilize that.
How does she know she's not a lesbian?
Grabs, tucks away right up against the ceiling inside the bathroom.
Marsh
and in
is
Crow, they need
a
even more space conscientious decision to completely eliminate the sink. We've
it's
done this a couple times before. And what do you think about how this has turned out?
I love it. The bathroom is so spacious.
1%.
It really has made it a pleasure for us instead of a nightmare.
1-4.
So we have the
shampoo,
teak floor down there. We've got the dog bucket for their water. What? So they're not making a mess in the van. Everything's contained. And any dribbles, go right down the drain.
Gerbils.
Now, you're a German Shepherd, so the split door is about
50-50. What the fuck is gerbils?
What we've went to is about a 2/3, 1/3 split for the retrofit. Because not everyone has dogs. Mm-hmm. And just to utilize even more space.
Because most people have dogs in their own thing.
That's really smart. Yeah, well, with our big dogs.
You needed the height.
Yeah,
right.
We did.
Yeah. This, like many of our other innovations, come from clients, and the possibilities are endless. We keep adding and growing and changing, and thanks for being a part of the journey.
It's my pleasure.
Now eat my pussy, because it's big, like me. I'm going to look at those RVs now. Advancedrvs.com.
Yeah, it's so fun. You need to get
I'm sorry about that.
Advanced. Tara, where's your other video?
Why are they doing an advertisement for them?
Because I like RVs.
Yeah.
Because you're a fat BN.
I want to get one and rent one to try to make sure this is the life that I want.
Deborah.
What video is this, Madge? Link is playing.
Cultivate your personal RV.
I'm Alex Bennett here at the Advanced RV Factory in Willoughby, Ohio.
And made the link.
You don't have to be so anal about it. Not every fucking shit.
It occurs to me
it's just a fucking website.
Fascinating parallels between the construction of a Class B motorhome and the composition of a great piece of music. For instance, if you start with the basics, in this case, a guitar, you would want to select the best one you could get. An instrument that leads you toward better performance
as like
you discover
at
its possibilities. Inspiration.
What the fuck is that?
That's the same way Advanced RV begins, with a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter shell to construct each unique
Mercedes
RV.
Blue.
I want one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Attention to detail. Old world craftsmanship.
You and Trotsky.
A design process dedicated to serving the owner's requirements, combined with technical innovation. That is what transforms the perception of a luxury.
Okay, so the website, it's just Advanced RV's website. That video is on there, so fuck off.
Oh.
You fucking freak out. Everything. She goes from no show notes to now everybody's going to be on the fucking show notes. Show me, I want a more RV for obesity.
Okay, I got one. Click it.
This is CNN breaking news.
It's in the share.
It better be someone fat or you're fired. Lady in car.
Can you press space after so it's easier to open the shit?
Oh,
press space
off.
After. What do you mean?
So it turns into a link.
Okay, I did.
Your favorite restaurants. Just add your card, claim a Groupon Plus deal.
Groupon one.
Hi everyone, I am still at the Rubber Tramp Rendezvous. We're going to shoot another video. We're going to meet Dee, who lives in her car, and we're going to find out how and why and just see what we can learn and share
because
with others to help them
this one's kind of
in
depressing.
Their journey into being a nomad and living their
right.
best possible life. So Dee, say hello.
Hello.
And
really
why don't we just begin with the idea of how did you end up living in your car?
I was transient most of my childhood, and as an adult, I lived the civilized life and everything. In the last 4 years ago, I got a divorce.
Wow.
Tried living on my own. It was very hard. It was almost impossible, and I finally got to the point where I couldn't pay the bills. I ended up going back to my ex-husband for 5 months, a very volatile situation. I can't continue living like
Denver,
that.
This is
so
horrible.
Here I am. I've
I
been
know.
Watching Bobby's
well, then why
videos
you make us
on YouTube.
Because it's kind of neat, though,
it made
how she
me,
did her house.
What part of obese do you not understand, Deborah?
This is Deborah's inspiration.
When you
she
see the inside,
to
you're going
to
be like,
homeless.
Damn. The inside's spacious.
Her car.
Just relax.
So this here is Bill's diesel pusher. It's a country coach. These are run about $200,000 and $250,000 new. This is a 1996.
Whoa.
He has only 70,000 miles on it, which is just awesome. And he paid just...
Whatever. He's not fat enough either.
God, Deborah, you fucking suck.
Deborah, I need real fat people.
I'm looking.
Here, what's this? Black people living in an RV full time.
Hi, YouTube.
Oh. Hey, hi, YouTube. Me and my wife, we decided to go on the road and start a new life where we will be adventuring with our new camper.
Yay!
A lot of work, but we're trying to get it done. Medical.
Oh, come on. These people don't know how to make videos. They're not interesting. Deborah, give me something better. This
okay,
aren't even
I got
obese.
I got one.
Oh,
okay,
here.
I got one.
Here, this isn't it, but I don't care. It's close enough.
You made it, baby. What you get?
No, I'm buying them.
I love food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a junk food junkie.
Mm-hmm.
When we go shopping for her, it's not what she needs to be eating. What she should be eating.
And what she eating.
It's about what
Dee Dee
she
used to eat those Jimmy
and
Deans.
If you ain't got what she wants, she mad.
Go on, cook me up 2 boxes. You want one baby?
You want one baby?
Because I know that's what's going to make her happy.
It is.
That's been her biggest issue.
Right, man.
Period.
People love she to say it is what it is.
And Keyborg.
When I start eating those
foods, she got Cyborg. A Keyborg.
I can't stop.
Cyborg.
Mm-hmm. Keyborg.
It's not bad at all. I love the way it all tastes. I love the way it makes me feel.
Just have a butter and salt all day.
It's my comfort. But
my comfort.
I know the food is killing me.
She got Medicare. Good for her. Next.
Mm-hmm. Medicare for all fatties. Right?
Yes.
Why
is there a ban on YouTube videos with obese people in trailers? I mean, RVs. What's going on? Deborah!
Why?
I want What am I supposed to watch? Fat Man RV? That's the one I just showed that was bad, I think.
I mean, I'm trying to find... Okay.
He's not fat enough. Lady in Very Small Car? Who's that? Cheryl?
You said you didn't like that one.
Did I watch that? Did I watch
donations?
Hey, Chicago, Groupon Plus is the newest and easiest way to save at your favorite restaurants.
How do they know I'm just in Chicago? Just add your card. Claim. Not fair. Oh, her again. Fine.
Is that I, when I took...
Oops. Oh, this is awful. Are we
my
done?
Seats out, I took up the carpet and put reflective...
Well, I don't have any more video.
So that the floor is not pulling up a lot of cold.
Right. You got so you have reflecting center.
Right. Underneath the rug.
Right.
And then one of the other things that I need to do, and I didn't do it, but I just put plastic between the bed and what have you in the trunk to keep out some of the cold from the trunk. I will eventually put a board there that can also convert into a table because I will make screw-on legs. The little basket over there in the corner, one of the hardest things to do is when you're going to the bathroom is to find the toilet paper in a car.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where I keep my wipes and my toilet paper hooked in a basket and bungeed to one of the little hooks up there.
Mm-hmm. And what's the tarp for?
And the tarp is just between the seat and the trunk. It should be a board, but right now it's a tarp.
Right. So kind of insulation?
Yeah, to keep some of the cold from the trunk from coming into the car.
And you just built, you just made blocks.
It's, I was showing you legs. From the other side.
Yeah, we see it from the other side. Okay. Well, taking out the passenger seat and the back seat really opened it up.
It made so much room in here. I mean, that
oh,
is
a little doggy.
Almost 24 inches wide. So 2 feet. In the house that I was in, I had a 24-inch wide bed.
What? This is, so, these videos are so sad. Is this the American dream?
Is a memory foam mattress that
not for her
with a wool. I made this myself.
Why is she living in this car?
Because it rents so fucking high in most places of the country.
Sometimes the foam, you know, it kind of causes everything to not move.
Right.
So this moves, and I just put a regular sheet on it and tuck it under. And then here.
Yeah, but you get what you pay for, don't you?
By twos.
Well, if, even
and
if you
half inch plywood.
I'm done. Okay, we're doing money.
What the fuck is that?
We're doing money. I can't handle that.
I was trying to play the 3 second rule song.
Yeah, well, we're done. All right.
Well, where's your video, Cheryl? Jesus.
Where's my video? Right here.
We're done.
One of my favorites. It's an oldie but a goodie. 3 second rule.
Horrible show. Shouldn't have done it. All right.
What?
Said horrible show. Shouldn't have done it. We only got two donations today for $50 total. This is an outrage.
Well, Vince said he would give us one, so why don't we give him a chance to give us one?
He had a chance.
No, he didn't.
He had the
and
whole round.
And what about Edith?
She's watching the Emmys, I'm sure.
Well, Edith.
So what should I do? Just press refresh instead of living my life? Why do they wait to the last minute?
It's a really good
Why
Adele
are there other
video.
People? I mean, I appreciate Edith and Vince,
it's Adele cover, man.
There are
this
other listeners.
Is wearing, she is wearing an Orthodox Jew wig.
Fine.
It's really good. I commented. I don't think anyone's replied to my comment
I don't
yet.
Think anybody listens to this, Grum.
Excuse me?
I don't think anyone gives
a fuck. Not sure if I can do this, Bob, but this is interesting.
I want obese people in cars. Motorhome killer, what are we watching?
I was just petting it in there.
Cheryl.
Pause it, I got you a fatty.
Where's the link?
I got you a
did
fatty,
you
re- I'm
did,
posting
are you
it
sure?
now.
It better
oh
be,
my God.
Is it good or is it stupid?
We have to watch it together.
Well, I don't know what
oh my god.
Is.
It's oh my god, fatty, fatty.
Well, we're going to watch
about
Adele.
What about Adele?
Watch Adele first. Because I know Deborah's going to get let down. Whenever Deborah does that huge, it means it's, that she thinks it's going to be good. It never is. So we're going to.
I know this one is.
Right. Okay. So.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1, go. Yeah.
It's gonna make you cry. It's so good, man. Oh.
Oh my God.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to
that wig.
To go over. Look at that wig, man. Doesn't it look like an orthodox woman's wig?
Like she set a cat
they
on top.
They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello.
Oh my gosh, she's so auto-tuned.
I'm in California dreaming.
What's the point of this video? I don't get it.
Used to be when we were young.
Man, if you're just going to copy it scene by scene, when you just watch the original?
I don't get it. What's the point?
I forgot how it felt.
She have a zit on her nose?
The world fell at our feet. There's such a difference.
Why does she talk weird?
Between.
Because she's from Irish and she's auto tuning herself.
Miles. Who is this?
Miles.
Hello from the other side.
Hello.
Tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done, but when I call you,
yes,
I don't understand her choice in phone.
Hello from the outside.
Oh my God, shut up.
At least I can say
why is she using a flip phone?
I don't know if the auto-tune makes sense really quick.
Why is she using a flip phone? Okay, enough.
Because that's what Adele uses in the music video.
She does?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because it's the past, Tony. Back then they didn't have iPhones.
Oh, that's so intelligent.
Somebody said in the comments, oh dear, her voice is on par with the wig budget. And I replied, I think she's Orthodox Jew, honey. Hashtag no hate.
Is this a Walls Fallout?
Yes, a new reaction video.
Well, I did. The link isn't working.
What?
What link?
The link.
You oh my God, Fatty Fatty.
Yeah, it's not fucking working.
Is it working?
Works for me.
Try it again. Know. I recompied it.
God, I hate you.
You have to Command C and then Command V.
Yeah, I can read my fucking shitty Google shit.
Okay.
Hey guys, welcome to a reaction.
Together.
This one's called Walls Fell Out.
Together.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Hey guys, welcome to a reaction. This one's called Walls Fell Out.
That's how you dab.
Okay, let's go. This one's been a long.
Wait, something happened.
Wait.
It's recycling. It's not working for me.
Okay, let it start at zero again.
Hey
okay.
Guys, welcome to a reaction.
Hold on,
figure it the fuck out.
You dab.
Okay, let's go. This one's been a long time.
It's not working. It keeps glitching at the same point.
Mine works.
Well, mine fucking doesn't.
Okay. See the little thing at the top that sort of looks like a circle with a pointer? Click that to reload the page.
I don't see that. I don't see a circle with a pointer.
Why are these people hating on Walls Fall Out?
Don't spoil it.
I don't see a circle with a pointer, so I guess.
Reload the page or just type it again.
No, hit enter. You fucking idiot.
Hey guys, welcome to the reaction.
Oh this my God, his voice. Walls I want to punch
fell out.
Him.
That's how you dab.
Okay, let's go. This one's been a long time coming.
Oh my God.
It stopped again. Let me try Chrome. Fuck this.
Are you on the beta?
Are you fucking yourself yet?
Are you on the beta?
No, I'm not. I don't do betas. I don't use any beta anything anymore.
Well, I'm on beta. Max Maybe Sierra. That's why it's working.
Oh, fuck off.
Max Sierra.
Maxi Pad.
Oh, I gotta sign in to confirm my goddamn age for real? Oh, for fuck's sake.
Take a picture of your ID.
This is ridiculous.
Send in a phone
book. Make sure to show it on the screen, man.
Oh, you know what, people? I'm not afraid to hide my identity. Nobody's fucking listening to this. You are such a delusional, paranoid cunt.
Yes, man, show your password on the screen.
Nobody can see my password.
Wait. And then turn the camera to your phone and do a two-factor authentication.
Wait, idiot.
Okay.
They'll just hit her in the face and point her phone at her face.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, welcome to a reaction.
Oh, my God.
This one's called Walls Fell Out.
That's all you get.
Two-factor, man.
Okay, let's go. This one's been a long time coming.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
What is... Oh my god.
I say names are made to name everyone I know. I say PPH to my personal transport test. I say doctor, whether it's tea or turd, it's the same word. I say boarding, a fun thing to do when you're feeling scurdy. I say leaps or wheels, flush trap doors in between my heels.
Trap doors, what's that doorway for?
Something special, let me tell you, Miller. Lips, red rose rose, the walls are for my lions. No lions. It's trap, spreads my gap. Let me pass as the walls unwrap my life.
He ran away.
I say fish. It's deep, deep, that's so deep. I say y'all, too much dark meat can ruin your figure. I say lion, and Teresa and heaven eating on fat egg. I say wrong, me and Nick Weinstein have some fun. I say baby, rats are on the wrong ways and hugs my fanny.
I think that's your way to
run. Something special, let me show you who. Lips, brows, the walls fall out. Red rose wills as the walls unfold my life.
You know, I think more millennials know about Sylvia Brown because of this video. He said you went on.
Oh my god.
That corn dildo.
Oh my god.
It's just black oil from the oil industry.
Should have been the high five tunnel.
In memory of.
I just have one question. Do they not know that they're enormous?
No, but we
this
should.
This one's
tell
called
them.
Walls Fell Out.
They can't even say it right.
I know.
Are they akin to May?
What's wrong with them?
All right. We got a hard. We didn't get any new donations with all that.
What?
Huh? He's recording it with a Chrome plugin.
Okay, six. So I don't even need to do a counter. So it's Chad gave us 10. Thank you, Chad.
Hold Luke, on,
Luke. You don't need to count, Cheryl. There's only two. Oh no, there was two more from before. Okay, so 15.
Give people time.
They have time. I don't have fucking time.
Time won't give me time. Yeah.
So,
cause time
shut up! Okay, Cheryl.
Gotta open the thing.
15 from Brian.
I can't 15, do math.
You know what? I'm just gonna do it myself. You're fucking idiots. You're all dumb and I can't take it. It's $50. God, fucking dumbass bitches.
Wait, what?
How does your brain work this slow? I mean, do you drink lead for breakfast?
Yeah.
Wow. Don't
50 plus 30 is 80. Okay, so $15 from Brian. Thank you, Brian. $15 from Daniel G. Thank you, Daniel. $10 from Chod. And $40 from... Oh, I didn't give you the fucking... No, I never mind, because I got to give you the money after they take our money. Since people don't... When you donate to us, we love you, but please donate to family and friends, otherwise it takes money away.
Because we're friends and family. Vance, Edith?
Nope.
Big Muff?
So, what? Start over, Deborah. You ready?
Yes.
$14.26. Brian.
You mean
Cheryl. I'm not talking to you.
You said Deborah.
Well, I lied.
Okay.
$14.26, Brian. $50 from Daniel G.
Thanks, Daniel.
We'll try to give more since it's my partner, Patrick, who accidentally told Thursday Lane about Yeast Radio when he ran into him in a gay bar a year or so ago. Well, that's interesting. Okay. Chad, $9.
She gets it.
Wait. What?
You'll float too.
What did you say, Cheryl?
Never
mind. Cheryl.
She gave $50.
15. Oh, you're a fucking idiot. You know what? I'm just going to do this myself, and I'll send you the money next week. Fucking
no. Both of us well, then listen. Well, learn to speak. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to start over for the 20th time. Brian, $14.26. Did you get that, Cheryl?
Yes.
What did I say?
$14.26.
Daniel G, 15. One fine.
Thank you, honey.
See, Mamacita.
Shut up. Chad Green, G, $9.41 scan.
Oh.
And lastly, Luke Thomas, $40 even. Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
See, Mamacita.
Thank you, Vince.
What's the total, Cheryl?
26 dollars and 22 cents. Woo, minimum wage.
$26.22.
Yeah.
I think that's less than minimum. Thanks, audience. Thank you for your donation. We do appreciate it, especially those of you who are the recurring donors. But unfortunately, that this lack of support from the overall community means we won't be back for probably a month. So that's good for us, bad for you. Let's see.
All right. Well, thanks for grabbing.
Hold on a minute.
Put your head on my shoulder.
I don't really blame the audience. I blame my co-host for making this show suck.
Sink me in a river of tears. This could be the best place yet, but you must overcome your fears.
What?
The time is precious, I know. In time, it could have been so much more. The time has nothing to show because time won't give me time. And time makes lovers feel like they got something real. But you and me, we know we got nothing but time. You don't know that song?
No.
Oh, my God. You know Kylie Minogue? Mighty rivers run right through me.
Wait, Vince said I donated $50 last week. He said last week that he donated already and he was going to donate next week. Mm-hmm. Isn't that correct? Did he donate last week?
Why don't you go listen to the recording? I'm not going to get into arguments.
Madge.
Oh, Lord.
That is true. So, you and Edith Vance need to work out an agreement where y'all aren't on the same schedule.
Well, I have an idea. What if more than two people donate to the Grum?
That's true. Yeah. Why don't we do a Patreon for real?
No, that Patreon is going to be for video, and it's not going to involve you guys, because you're not on the video. I am.
I'm on the video.
No, you're not.
Yeah, me too. Nope. Yeah.
You don't have faces.
Once that iPhone X comes out, I can call in as an emoji.
No.
Well, maybe for the right price, I'll be on the video.
Mm-hmm.
Painted taint.
Well, that's fine going forward. It doesn't help the archives.
Yeah.
No one needs Zion.
I'm so wet.
Patreon.
I'm dripping on myself. You know when a spider's about to bite its prey?
I'm dripping just like that.
All right, so we won't be on next week because I'm going to be away. But we might be on after that, depending on if people decide that this grum is worth supporting. Gertel. You know, I mean, I will add this. Shut up, both of you, for 5 seconds. I know it hurts.
Okay.
Like, sit on your lips. I've been uploading tons and tons of archive material. And, you know, so you might want to recognize that effort and the fact that I've been putting grums that weren't even available until now. But nobody seems to notice. They don't care. Like, I found grums that were missing, like totally missing, and I put them back. They're on the archive.org, and I'm starting to relink them to the site. So if you want to support that, then you're welcome to. Otherwise, you don't have to, and then, you know, see you in the Smithsonian.
And you've been restoring them, too.
Oh, yes. Remastering.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I would be on video if I could, if I wasn't stomped.
And there's going to be a Time Life collector's edition as well.
And we could buy a camera for Cheryl and we'll put it inside a tanning bed.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kyle just donated, but it's too late to send it to you.
How much?
So we'll send it, we'll start with that one on the next one. That's, he gave 25.
But there's not going to be a next one. You'll float too. You'll float too.
Float.
Did y'all go see that yet? I'm going to go see it Tuesday.
What are you talking about?
The It movie.
I don't know. I haven't been following that.
Oh, it looks really good though. You'll float too. You'll float too. You'll float too.
Sounds good. I mean, based on that little catchphrase you're belting out.
Yeah. I mean, it looks really
makes
funny.
Makes me want to go.
And apparently there's, like, I don't know if they show it in there, but apparently in the book, which I wasn't aware of it, Stephen King wrote a, like an orgy with like kids and a girl that gangbanged them all or something to keep their spirits high. Mm. Did you read that article on Gawker?
Somehow I missed that article.
Yeah, I was like, what?
All right, that's enough. I'll see you later, girl.
Oh, you go get saved. You've already left the fucking Google Docs, bitch. Bye, honey. Hope you have a good night, y'all.
Bye.
Honey. Float too.
heaven. If you won't let me come in, don't touch me. If you don't love me, sweetheart.
Well, the guy left and he stole the keys to my house.
She said, do you come from a land down under? Women glow and men plunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. From a man in Brussels. He was 6'4", full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language, brother? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. He said, I come from a land down under. Wabidas flow and chunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said to the man, are you trying to tempt me? Because I come from the land of plenty. He said, oh, do you come from a land down under? Oh yeah, yeah. Women glow and men plunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Living in a land down under. Oh yeah, yeah. Women glow and men plunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Eat my pussy, Mrs. Garrett.